Okay, so you're an educator, right? And I bet you're always looking for new ways to like really engage your students,
Always.
especially when it comes to things like, you know, teamwork and collaboration and all those important life skills.
Right. It's tough.
Yeah, so today we're doing a deep dive into something that might surprise you. Escape rooms.
Yeah, escape
I
rooms.
know what you're thinking.
It's slip.
Escape rooms. Those are for fun, right? But
Yep.
get this, they're actually amazing tools for fostering social emotional learning.
Yeah, for real.
So we're going to break down how these immersive experiences can like naturally cultivate those essential SEL skills.
All while they're having a blast.
Exactly. So to start off, let's just get on the same page. What exactly are we talking about when we say SEL?
So SEL, or social emotional learning, it's basically the development of skills that kids and, everybody really needs to thrive in life.
Okay, so give me some examples.
Okay, so we're talking about things like understanding and managing your emotions, right? Building healthy relationships, making responsible decisions, and showing empathy for others.
Okay, so like the kind of stuff that goes way beyond just textbook knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. It's about like the whole person.
Okay, got it. So how do escape rooms fit into all of this?
Okay, well, first of all, escape rooms are all about teamwork, right? You're literally locked in a room with a group of people,
Right.
and you can't get out unless you work together.
Makes
So
sense.
you're forced to collaborate.
Like authentic collaboration.
Exactly. Success in an escape room, it doesn't depend on just one person being super smart.
Right.
It's about everyone communicating, listening to each other's ideas, and combining their strengths to solve these puzzles.
Okay, so I'm starting to see the connection here, but like, how do you actually design puzzles that teach something like empathy? That seems tricky.
Yeah, so one way is to create challenges that require like different perspectives and thinking styles.
Okay, so like, what kind of puzzles?
Well, let's say you have one puzzle that involves like visual patterns, right?
Okay.
And then another one that's based on logic. And then another one where you have to like decipher a code or something.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. Each puzzle might appeal to a different student's strengths, right? So they need to like recognize and value those different contributions in order to succeed.
So it's like a microcosm of real-world teamwork where everyone has something unique to bring to the table.
Yeah, exactly. And because it's a game, it creates this low-stakes environment where students can experiment with different roles.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, like maybe they wouldn't feel comfortable doing that in a traditional classroom setting.
Right. It's like a safe space to try new things.
Exactly. And, beyond teamwork, escape rooms are amazing for building
Oh,
resilience.
yeah, resilience. That's
Yeah.
huge. So how does that work?
Well, think about it. The time limit and the puzzles, they create these like mini failures along the way, right?
Yeah, like hitting a dead end or misinterpreting a clue.
Exactly, but it's all in good fun, right? So kids learn to laugh it off, try again, and realize that setbacks are just part of the process.
I love that. Reframing failure as a learning opportunity.
Right, it's not the end of the world, it's just a chance to try a new approach.
And you know, sometimes those failures can lead to the most creative solutions.
Oh, totally. There's actually a story in one of the articles we read about a student who was like super frustrated at first because she wasn't the one solving all the puzzles.
Oh, I can see that happening.
But then she realized that her role was to keep everyone organized and on track.
Oh, that's a valuable role.
Yeah. And she ended up being like the key to the team's success.
I love that. It really shows how escape rooms can help students discover hidden talents or strengths they didn't even know they had.
For sure. And all of this feeds into another key SEL skill, self-management.
Okay, so how does that play out in an escape room?
Well, you've got the pressure of the clock, right?
Yeah.
The need to think clearly under stress.
Oh, yeah. The adrenaline is pumping.
And the emotional ups and downs of the game. It all forces students to practice regulating their emotions and making decisions under pressure.
It's like thinking about a time you were stuck in traffic or couldn't figure out how to assemble some furniture. That feeling of frustration, that's where self-management comes in. And escape rooms give students a safe, controlled environment to practice those skills.
Exactly. And lastly, we can't forget about reflection.
Ah, yes, reflection.
After the escape room is over, you have this awesome opportunity to guide students to like really think about their experience.
Okay, so what kind of questions should we be asking?
Well, you can ask things like, what did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about your teammates? How can you apply those lessons to other areas of your life?
I see. So it's not just about escaping the room, it's about the conversations that happen afterwards.
Exactly. That's where you, the educator, come in to help students connect the dots between the game and real-world skills.
So for our listeners who are like, Okay, I'm sold. Where do I start?
There are some great resources out there, like Think Outside the Bag.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They offer pre-designed escape room kits specifically for educational settings.
Awesome. So to wrap things up, I want to leave you with a little challenge. Imagine your classroom transformed into an escape room.
Ooh,
Yeah.
I like it.
What theme would you choose? What SEL skills would you target? And how would you design the challenges?
With so many possibilities.
Possibilities are endless. So are you ready to unlock a whole new level of learning for your students?
I think so.
We think you are.